Our topic today is do the math to figure out how much to charge per hour. Listen to this scenario. You're a highly paid professional who charges for your services by the hour. You toil day and night for your clients, but when you do the math, the calculations show that you are earning less than minimum wage. How do you react? Typically, by working harder to bill more hours, but eventually the treadmill takes over. As mental and physical exhaustion set in, analytical skills and common sense check out. You're frozen with futility. You start referring to your job and career as Mission Impossible. What's the solution? First, find someone you trust to vent your pent-up frustration. Dialogue, even when you're doing most of the talking, often leads to common sense answers. Second, do some more arithmetic to find out if you can cut it in your market. Here's the math. Figure out how many hours in the year are available for you to work. Multiply how many hours a week you can work times the number of weeks in the year you will work. For example, if you average 50 hours per week and would like to take a 3-week vacation, your total hours available to work in a year would be 2,450. Of the total hours available for you to work, what percentage of those hours do you think you can bill to clients? You'll spend time doing administrative chores, marketing, and other tasks that you can't charge to the client. If, for example, you'll be able to bill clients for only 60% of the total available hours, those billable hours would total 1,470. That means 60% of the 2,450 available leaves 1,470 hours. What annual salary would you like to make? Be reasonable. What would you have to pay someone else to do what you do? Let's say you're a business consultant and you think you're worth $60,000 a year. What are your other annual operating expenses, including telephone, advertising, insurance, rent, vehicle expense, office supplies, travel, subscriptions, etc.? Even if you work out of your home, figure in an amount for office space in the event you later move into an office. You don't want to tell your clients you're raising your fees because you moved into an office, so charge for it now. Let's assume that your annual expenses total $15,000. What profit margin do you think you should earn, or how much profit margin will your market bear? Don't forget about your profit. If you don't factor it into your costs, you might as well go to work for somebody else. Let's add a 15% profit margin to your total costs, or $11,250. Now that you've calculated $86,250 as your total cost, which is your $60,000 salary, plus $15,000 operating expenses, plus your $11,250 profit, you can determine the hourly rate you need to charge your clients. You divide that total cost, $86,250, by the total billable hours of 1,470, which gives you $58.67 per hour. If you assume that you can bill your clients for 1,470 hours, which is 60% of the total number of hours you will be working in a year, then you must charge those clients at least $58.67 per hour to cover your total cost, including profit. The critical issue, of course, is whether the market will pay $58.67 per hour for your services. If you're a highly qualified computer consultant, you can probably charge 10 or 20 times that amount per hour. If you make your living typing, probably not. There's one way you can lower your hourly rate and still cover your costs, assuming that you were honest with yourself when you established the total number of hours you will work in a year, and that's by increasing the number of billable hours. As professionals and tradespeople become more efficient, billable hours should grow. Improved marketing and advertising will help as well. Many professionals who do these calculations realize they are not charging enough for their services. It's difficult to do and takes guts, but raising hourly rates so that you can meet your financial goals will show you quickly whether or not you can make it in your market. You can increase the overall rate per hour several ways without instituting an across-the-board increase in your hourly fee. For instance, you can create various one-time fees for different services that will increase the overall average. So, do the math. Determine what you should charge, set the rate, and go for it. You might lose some clients, but so be it. They were costing you money anyway. You want the other kind.